Today, here in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program, is Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting very, very close to the end. We are in Siman Tov Reish Sadi Hei, which we had really only gotten through half of that Amud Aleph, because we spend so much time on talking about drinking on Purim. And we're therefore going to start the shiur today a little bit behind, but we'll catch up in Mirtz Hashem. We're in the middle of Kuf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, about five lines down from the top of the Amud, four lines up from the bottom with the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says, whether you're drinking a lot or drinking a little, as long as the person is doing it totally l'shem shamayim, and he's not doing it in a way that will cause trouble, so then, Baruch Hashem, he can be fulfilling the mitzvah, even drinking a little bit. And if he drinks a lot, he has to be very careful, as we discussed in yesterday's share. I won't go through that again in detail. Then the Ramah tells us, you're not allowed to fast on Purim, with the one exception being Movat Tanis Chalom. If you had a terrible dream, and you're worried about it, and you fast the next day, which is Purim, he'd be allowed to do so. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Vav tells us, V'yisane ad achar mincha, and you should fast up until after mincha time, yidavi mincha, and then you break your fast, v'yochal kodim bi'as ha-shemesh, rak pa'mechos, and you go and eat one meal after the davening of mincha before the sun has set. This way you fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, as well as you did your Tanis Chalom. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, Hanishbol esanos v'purim, the person made a shvua to fast on Purim, yir lahati shvua, so you should try to be matir shvua because you should eat on Purim the suda. Then the Ramah tells us, v'ayin le'el in simen tov kuf samaches, v'simen tov kuf ayin, which the Mishnah Berurah tells us over there in Sif Hei, v'simen tov kuf ayin b'chol ha-simen, where this is discussed in greater detail. Ramah continues and he says, Yesha no gulubosh bigde Shabbos v'yom tov b'purim v'chei nochal. He brings that from the Ariel. Again, many Ashkenazi customs come from the Ariel, that a person should wear bigde Shabbos, bigde yontiv on Purim. And this is the proper way for a person to conduct himself, as we had discussed already in some of the Dershu footnotes yesterday. The Ramah continues and he says, V'anogim lasso sudas purim li'acha mincha. If your custom is to make the sudas purim after you daven mincha, which is very common custom, v'arvi sespalu b'layla, and you're going to daven marv at night, u'mespalu mincha t'chila bo'ri yom godo. Then you should daven mincha earlier, while it was still well early in the day. V'rov asuda t'chich li'os b'yom. And therefore, you'll make most of the suda during the daytime, even though it may stretch a little bit into the night. It brings us down from the minhogim. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Ches, Hod lo nigi lasso suba shachas. Why don't we make the suda by shachas time? Because we're so busy. We're busy giving shalach manos out. And this takes a while because your davening is longer and you're doing the shalach manos and the matanos levyonim, and therefore it may take a while until you can have your suda. And then once you have the chiv to daven mincha, you should daven mincha first. You're not allowed to go and eat your meal before you daven mincha. This has been discussed previously, and you can look in Dershu footnote number 12 for some of those halachos. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Test tells us that you should start the Suda while the day is still well in the afternoon. Because of El Yerab, Shem Shalom, the El Yerab brings down the name of the Shalom. HaMishubach is very praiseworthy. Mishos is Suda B'Shachris. If you make your Suda B'Shachris, that's very praiseworthy. The issue footnote number 13 says that his Kavana is that the Ikra Suda should be B'Shachris. And B'ya HaShalom, the HaShalom explains, Shekivin Shudas Purim Hu Kineged Sudas Esther, Shosom HaMelech, since the Suda of Purim is Kineged the Suda that Esther did to get Achashverosh to go and hang Haman, the Vada here's our Suda, Beisha Darker Shemalach Lechel. It would be at the normal time that a king would have his Suda, which is Shachris time, and therefore that's why we commemorate it ideally in Shachris. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, because of Ochi Kabetz, Anshe Beis V'Chaveri, you should gather the people of your household and your friends, the Evshol Yismach Rabbi Yochid, because you can't have a Suda by yourself. You have to have your family there and friends over there. Nevertheless, we call Makom, yes, Simcha, it should be a Simcha, Shal Divrei Torah, should learn Torah at the Sudas Purim. That's why if you're drunk, you can't learn Torah, Uchad Kamei, as we will see coming up. Dershu footnote 21 brings down an amazing Kaf HaChaim. He says, if by gathering together with friends and even relatives, it's going to cause you to talk silly nonsense, Dvarim B'Telim, and certainly things that are inappropriate, he says, better to have the Suda by yourself in that situation. Amazing. The Ramah continues, he says, V'lo k'moshin o'agim l'haslu somach li'ar. He says, it's incorrect to begin your Suda right before it's nightfall on your Dalad. V'ikai Suda hilel tezvav. And most of the Suda is at nighttime. When it's already tezvav, that's incorrect. And he says, u'kshichachol Purim yom shishi, when Purim comes out on Friday, the minhag is yasu asuda b'shach v'shum kovet Shabbos. You should have your Suda in the morning time, so therefore the satiation that you'll have from your Suda will wear off somewhat, and by Shabbos you'll be hungry to eat the Shabbos food, and therefore it's covered Shabbos to have the Suda of Purim earlier in the morning. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Yud. Hainu kodem chatzos hayom l'chachila. Ideally, have the Suda before it's chatzos on Friday morning when it's Purim. And he says, Ayin yad Friday, mashakos shem shem ariel. You see what the Yad Ephraim says in the name of the Mariah, which you can see in the issue footnote number 23. Technically, you can have the Suda even in the afternoon until the 10th hour of the day. And if the Suda continues into nighttime, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, you should stop eating during the Banish Washes period of time and put the mop on the table and make Kiddush, and then you can continue the Suda after that as well. The issue footnote number 22 brings down, the Ramah writes, if you have a Suda Smitzah ever on a Friday, it's better to always have it Mutal Kovo Be'erev Shabbos Abin Shmoshos. You can have it any time up until the Banish Moshos period of time. And you shouldn't push it aside and not take Chashivas to it because of Kovod Shabbos. On the other hand, he says, but the Abbot, Mishis Achavil Asosar Plaga Mincha, if you didn't make the Suda until Plaga Mincha, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Shiyocho Lekabu Shabbos Liachar Plaga Mincha, Lekadish Layayin. Except Shabbos earlier, after Plaga Mincha, make Kiddush on the wine, and then Yochal Suda Shabbos Im Tosefis Ma'acholim Lechovod Sudas Purim. And this way you can almost have both of them together, the Sudas Purim and the Sudas Shabbos. Again, the old paskins here, that you have your Suda Friday morning, and therefore you'll have the full Suda Shabbos night, Friday night, without any discomfort. This way you get both Sudas Purim and Kovod Shabbos. Then the Ramah adds, he says, if somebody wishes to do this all the time, Mishi wrote to last also Tomid B'Shachris, you always want to have your Sudas Purim and Shachris time, Hershus B'Yadu. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. He brings this down from the Trumas Edeshin. The Ramah adds, Yesh Omim, Sheesh Lecho, Machol Zeronim B'Purim. There's a custom, he says, that you should go and have Machol Zeronim. What are Machol Zeronim? So Mishmur says, Sivkot Yud Aleph, Balayla HaRishona. This is talking about at nighttime on Yud Dalet, you should have Zeronim, poppy seeds, things like that on Purim. Zecher, this is to remind us of the Zeronim, Sha'achad Daniel, V'chaveru B'Vavol. For example, the Kobo, this is what Daniel ate. Daniel and Hanan Mishon and Azariah, they were young teenagers that were brought in to be statesmen for Klal Yisrael, and they learned in the palace of the Melech how to be statesmen. And they wanted to feed them food, and they wouldn't eat tray for food. So they said, don't worry, give us Zaronim, and we'll be fine. They had just a vegetable platter. They just had seeds. Obviously, they were kosher. They made sure that they were kosher. They didn't have any of the treifas that they were bringing them. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, Vigam Esther Ochla Zeronim. And likewise, Esther also had Zeronim. She didn't want to go and eat the treifas stuff that they brought to her, so she said, I'll subsist on Zeronim. Because I mean, in Perakam of the Megillah, it says in the first parak of the Megillah, Vayishanel Lito, that she changed things for good, Sheachila Zeronim. And she ate Zeronim and didn't harm her in any way. In fact, it made her even more beautiful. The issue 24 brings down, why specifically Daniel do we have a Zecher over here? So Lavush brings down, because Chazal tells us in the Gemara in Megillah, Shehasach, Hamuska B'Megillah's Esther, that Hasach that's mentioned in the Megillah, as one of the Sarisei HaChashverosh, that was actually Daniel. That's why we mentioned Daniel with the Zeronim. The issue 25 brings down, what are the definitions of Yerokos that are Zeronim? So he brings down from the Kloisenberger, the Divri Yetziv Zatzal. He brings down from the Rambam, that Smash B'Shekol HaYerokos in B'Chal Zeronim. Any vegetables are included in this category of Zeronim. But he concludes, and he says, Sheitoche in Shemash Ononogim Lecho Kiruv. Says by eating cabbage, we're mekayim this mitzvah. I also heard from my Rebbeim that poppy seeds, that's where the source for the poppy seed hamantashen comes from this idea of the Zeronim. The Makor Chaim brings down Sheish Lechol Ores. He says you should have rice. That's a Maichol Choshev or Maichol Yasudos. And it's therefore appropriate as a Choshev, a type of a food, as well as to bring this idea of Zeronim. And the Ben Ish Chai brings down Sheish Nagu Letagen Mulyosa Bebosar Vikidnios. There were those that would go and fry this knish type of a dish with meat and beans as a Zecher to eating of the Zeronim by Daniel. Ramah continues and he says, Tov, Lasok, Be'at, B'Torah, Kol, B'Shaskel, Suda. You should learn a little bit before you start the Suda's Purim. And how do we know this? He says, Samach L'Dover, a beautiful allusion to this, is Laihudim, I saw Ora, and then V'Simcha. And Darshin and Ora is a reference to the Torah, Zu Torah. He brings up from the Ma'ariv B'Rav, the Chayiv, the Mishta, the Simcha, Ketzas, V'Shei Yom. And then we have the Simcha, which is the Mishta and the drinking and the eating on both Yudalit and Tesvav. Yudalit and Tesvav. Then he says, and this is the commonly accepted custom, the Ramah says, and then he brings down a Yeshomim. If, because of the happiness of Purim, that one person did damage to his friend, he's actually potter milishalim, he doesn't have to pay the damages, brings down from the Turis Adeshin, and he says as well, where this is discussed further, and in the Beragol, he tells us that this is Sof Simon Shin Ayin Ches over there. Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Gimel, the Bach is Machalik, but has the God Lakot. Depends how much damage you did. If you did a large amount of damage, you're Chayiv. If you only did a small amount of damage, then you're Potter. And he says it's also a difference between Beguf and Bemamon, whether you damage the person or whether you just damage his property. And he says, the Behezek Godo Makpidin. By a large damage, people are Makpid. I need to give you permission to do that. And therefore, he says, the Ein Minog lift to our Behezek Godo. Therefore, the custom is that we don't exempt somebody if he did a large amount of Hezek, so then we don't exempt him. He would have to pay for it. Sivkot Yudalit, because of Simchas Purim, we do have an idea that maybe you don't have to pay for smaller damages. Pirusha, also mikach simcha. Any damage that was done at a pure simcha in celebrating the yontif, so then you wouldn't be chayiv. Habolim kivin lahazik, but if he intended bedavka to be mazikim, then of course you'd be chayiv. The issue for note 26 brings down the Prima Gadim that says shareo ka onus kitzas, because the damages that are done on Purim because of the simcha, you considered like it was an accident, and therefore you're potter. He also writes shiva Purim minastam mochle malhezik shlo bechavana, that most people are beforehand, they're moichel if there's going to be any damage, because we're having a good time on Purim, so they're moichel it up front. Then he brings down from the Ramah, Shinogim lachtov echad michaveru derech simcha, v'em zeh mishum gezel. He says people would have a custom, they would grab something from their friends, and it isn't the problem of gezel, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Shehet hu milel kriyasa megillah alel sudas Purim, tainu shnei leilu suyom echad. He says this period of time, that this permissibility, if you wish to grab something from a friend, was from the night of the reading of the Megillah, throughout the day of the reading of the Megillah, and went on even to the night after Yud Dalit. Again, I would dare say that this custom is not widely practiced today, and that people should be careful, obviously, not to go and damage somebody else's property on Purim. Certainly, if there's likelihood that it's going to happen, so then people aren't meichel up front if there's a high likelihood that there would be damage. There's much more to be said on this, but we have to go weiter. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Omer Alanisim, the Birchas HaMazon. We say Alanisim not only in the Davening, but we also say it in Birchas HaMazon, and we say it in the second bracha, the Birchas Aretz. That's Al Aretz v'Al HaMazon. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tesvav explains, if a person forgot, v'im shachach lomar Alanisim, if he didn't say Alanisim in the benching, yesh omi demachzirin. So there is an opinion that you have to go and repeat the benching. And you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tesvav, this is the Marshal, the Mati Moshe, the Shalom, and the Taz. But the yesh omrim, there are those that say, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tezayin, this is the Elia Zuta, in the name of the Maharabi Prague, and also the Mogen Avraham holds like this. And he says the Elia Rabbah is also saying this in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen. All of these poskim say, so that you don't repeat the benching, which is how we paskin. Sofik Brochus Lahakal, the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore we don't repeat the benching when there's a person forgot to say Al HaNisim. The issue number 27 brings down, but there is no mention of Al HaNisim in the Brocha Me'ein Sholos, in the Al HaMilchio, or the Al HaGefen, or the Al HaEitz. We don't mention Al HaNisim. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explained previously in Simon Tov Reish Pei Beis by Chanukah, and he said that there's no chiyuv to say Al HaNisim Me'ikra Din, it's only a minug, and therefore in the Bracha Me'ein Shalos, the rabbis never set it up to say Al HaNisim. If, however, he did mention Al HaNisim in the Al HaMilchia, it wouldn't be considered hefsek. In the Nusuf Al HaNisim, we say Ve'Al HaNisim Bevav, and that's true in the Davening, in the Shemoneh Esrei, or in Birchas HaMazon. You don't just say Al HaNisim, you say Ve'Al HaNisim. Why do those poskim say that you should repeat the benching if you didn't say Al HaNisim? So the issue foot number 28 brings down from the Taz, because on Purim there's a chiv to eat, and therefore at least have one suda, and therefore it says you may miss mishtev v'simcha, and therefore v'afshe betvila in machzira. So even though in Shemoneh Esrei you don't make him go back, nevertheless in the benching, since it was a chiv to eat, just like on Shabbos, there's a chiv to have a suda, and if you didn't say ritzei, you have to go back. So too they hold that if you didn't say Al HaNisim, you have to go back. However, the issue foot number 29 brings down, why the Magen Avraham and others say you don't repeat the benching if you didn't say Al HaNisim, because he says, because there is a mitzvah to eat on Purim, nevertheless, that tefillah is certainly a chiyuv, even though the Suda, one could argue, is a chiyuv too, but if by tefillah we don't go back, so therefore you don't go back with benching as well. Another reason is we don't have an obligation to eat bread. As we pointed out, there are those that say you should eat bread, but you don't have to eat bread. And therefore, one could fulfill his obligation of eating the Sudan Purim with Mine Matamim, with all sorts of other delicacies and goodies, and not necessarily washing. So therefore, you can't say that washing and benching is a chiyuv. Another reason, Shein Lach Zero, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Shav Ilu Haisa Suda Chiyuv, even if the meal was a chiyuv, Mikom Makom, Lo Metzina Shia Chiyuv Hodah, B'Birchas HaMazon. There is no obligation to specifically state Al HaNisim in the benching. Shari Kvar Hodu Al HaNeis B'Kriyasa Megillah B'Birchas HaMazon, because you already fulfilled that idea of Hodah by reading the Megillah and the Brachas in the Megillah. Another reason is, od l'chiyev hodah b'birchas hamazon yochol lomar l'nisim barachman, because you could say it afterwards in barachman if you forgot to say it, and therefore you don't go back and repeat the benching. If, however, you're still within the bracha, you haven't concluded baruch ata Hashem al oretz v'al hamazon, so then wherever you are, you go back and say al hanisim and then continue the bracha. If you said baruch ata Hashem, then we don't say lamdeni kuchecha because we only say that pasuk from Tehillim. When you said Baruch Atah Hashem by accident, you say Lamdeni Chukecha to finish off the pasuk in Tehillim. That's only if you are obligated to go back if you, in fact, didn't say it. But here, since you're not obligated to go back, we don't say Lamdeni Chukecha at the conclusion of that. On the other hand, the Shalmi Todah says, yes, if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then you can say Al HaNisim. He points out in the Shemoneh Esrei, if you said it by accident in the wrong bracha, you said it where you say Yalav Yavah, for example, you would be Yotzei there as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and said that which we said that you go back according to those poskim that say you do go back. But do we have this controversial question? But if you eat a second meal after mincha, and you already ate a meal, then everybody agrees. Then all opinions would say you wouldn't go back and repeat the benching if you forgot al anisim. However, what you can do is Elik Shemagil or Rachman, you reach up to the Rachmans at the end of benching, you could say Rachman who Yasalan Anisim v'chulei, and then you say the whole Al Hanisim there. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Kishichol Purim be Erev Shabbos, when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, Umoshka Suda Sol Alayla, and now it is already Friday night, and you haven't benched yet, so what should you do? Chayv Lahaski Shal Akshav Dahin Ritzei. So then in the benching, you say Ritzei as well as Al Hanisim. Vim Kain. Then he says, how could you then say, Ech Yomar Al Anisim, Davitar de Disasri? It's either Purim or it's Shabbos. It can't be both. Therefore, he says, don't say Al Anisim in this situation, rather just say Ritzei. He says, this is true even if you didn't dav Marv yet. And certainly, if you've already davened, then you shouldn't say Al Anisim, you should just say Ritzei. As we've already explained, and we'll explain more. And that's what we're going to say now. Looking at the Mechaber further, the Mechaber continues, middle of Sif Gimel, and he says, if you began your Suda during the daytime, and you're finishing it at night, and therefore you're going to bench at night, you still say Omer Al Anisim at nighttime, even though it's Tesvav, but it's still the Bosa Tchilas HaSuda Azlina, because we go after the beginning of the Suda, which started on your Dalit. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin tells us, that's only if you didn't daven Marv yet. If you daven Marv, should we know Al Anisim? How can you say Al Anisim? You just daven Marv without saying Al Anisim. How can you say Al Anisim in the benching? Others disagree. No, even in this situation where you daven Marv, you still could go and say Al Anisim in the benching from the meal because you go by the start of the meal. And therefore, he does suggest, so therefore, to get around this problem, go and bench before you daven Marv. This way you can definitely say Al Anisim without any concern. We'll see that's when we plucked it, to get around this sofik. If you have a regular minyan in the shul and you want to go to that minyan, so Nira, what should you do? When it comes to that time at night that you're getting ready to go to shul, first bench, in your house, you say alanisim in the benching, then they go to the shul dalmar, and then you come back and continue eating and drinking and enjoying yourself lismach ot. Because it's actually a mitzvah even on the night of Tezvav. Then we go back to the Mechaber, and he says, "V'yesh mi shomer shein lamro." There are those that say that if it's already nighttime, you shouldn't say Al Anisim, and the Ramah says, "V'no akim gesar rishonim." But we paskin, the Ramah says, like the first psak, which is that you do say Al Anisim even though it's already into Tesvav. Mishmur explains the Sivkot in Yudzayin, "Ubozeh im lo amaru." And certainly, in this situation, if you didn't say Al Anisim, you forgot to, b'vadei machzir so, then everyone would say you don't make him repeat the benching if you forgot to say Al Anisim. Even according to those that say you normally do have to repeat the benching if you've got Al Anisim. Because here, because as we just explained, there's already a machlokes, should you or should you not even say it at nighttime? So certainly we can go and say that if you forgot to say it, you can hold like that opinion that says you shouldn't say it, and therefore we don't repeat the benching to say Al Anisim the second time. Even according to postman say you normally do. There are a tremendous number of Dirshu footnotes that we didn't get a chance to do, but we have to go weiter. Sif Dalad, the Mechaber writes, Chayiv lishloach l'chaveiro shtei monos basar, osho minei acholim, shenemar u'mishloach monos isloreyeyu. Here we start introducing the mitzvah of shalach monos, that you have to give at least two items, two monos, that are preferably basar, or minei acholim, or other types of good food, And this is to fulfill the idea which says that you have to send Mishalach Manos Ish L'Reyeyu to engender further camaraderie and friendship in Klal Yisrael. Chazal said that we should send these Shalach Manos to do so. Mr. Buri Sivkot Yuches tells us, Mitshuvas bin Yitzion, the Rebbe Yaakov Edlinger, Zatzal, Simon Memdalit, Nistapek, Imhevi Biatzmo, Hamonos, Vloy, Ishlech, Miotse. Do you have to send it Bedafka with a messenger, or could you do it yourself? After all, Kivin the Chziv Mishloach, name of the Rebbe Yaakov Edlinger, Ayinshon, maybe you should have to have a Shliach do this for you, or not. This is a whole discussion, which we'll meet Hashem talk about tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's share.